today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salamun Alaikum and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. I invite you to listen to this episode. Today, Friday, is the 28th of Rajab, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar-Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 20th of Bahman, 1402 of the Islamic Solar-Hijri calendar, and the 9th of February, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar, and we open another chapter of Al-Qur'an, chapter An-Nahl, verse 36. We'll learn more about it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Wa laqad ba'athna fi kulli ummatin rasulan an i'budullaha wajtanibut tagut. Faminhum man hadallahu wa minhum man حقت عليه الضلالة فسيروا في الأرض فانظروا كيف كان عاقبة المكذبين.
And we certainly sent into every nation a messenger, saying, Worship Allah and avoid Tagut. And among them were those whom Allah guided, and among them were those upon whom error was deservedly decreed. So proceed through the earth and observe how was the end of the deniers.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
At the end of the holy verse, Allah issued this general command for awakening of those who are misled and for the reinforcement of those who are already guided, where He implies that you may travel through the earth and examine the remains and relics of your predecessors, which are on the surface of the earth or are buried under the earth, and note for yourselves the ultimate destiny of those who have rejected Allah and their eventual fate. This meaning serves as a clear evidence for man's free will, for in case that the guidance and the being misled were compulsory matters, there would certainly be no reasons for his commendation of traveling through the earth and the examination of the circumstances of the predecessors, which would all be in vain.
Let me introduce you to the Islamic Republic of Iran. This is the land of sacrifice. This is the land that a revolution would take place and shake the whole world, not just in the year that it took place, 1979, but continues to send rumbles throughout the world. Of course, the enemies of Islam have never stopped trying to destroy the Islamic Republic, from continued assassinations, this time nuclear scientists, or sanctions, or anti-Iran media campaigns. The exerting of pressure has never stopped. And despite it all, the Islamic Republic of Iran not only still stands strong, its influence continues to grow. The latest attempt targeting the Islamic Republic has been the creation and support of Daesh, or ISIS. The main goal of the enemies in the region and beyond in creating and supporting this terrorist group is to weaken and destroy the Islamic Republic. Despite plot after plot, spending billions and billions of dollars, the question we want you to concentrate on is, why is it that Iran, which was the main goal of the creation of Daesh, an island of security and peace while being surrounded by chaos. What makes Iran different from the rest? Despite all their efforts, why have the enemies not been able to destroy the revolution?
We're speaking about the Islamic Revolution of Iran. The main bulwark against the attempts of great powers to suppress the Islamic Revolution of Iran or in distort its image was its spiritual and divine values. Of course, the will and unity of the nation can defeat the domineering powers, but the divine values created fervor in this country. Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution of Iran, in a speech states, "Another message of our revolution was that the material powers are helpless in confronting the spiritual values and the movement and the determination of the masses. It is now several years that the arrogant systems, with all available means, have come to the scene to confront the revolutionary Islam and the Islamic Revolution. Nevertheless, the Islamic Republic, the Islamic Revolution, and the message of Islam survived and became deeper and more widespread."
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. In this visual, we shall be talking about the Islamic Revolution and its difference with other revolutions, the revolution that happened in Iran. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh states in this regard, "Our revolution relies on spirituality and God, and those who agree with us are those who agree with the line of Tawheed or monotheism. This is why the Russian Revolution mostly pursued economic and material goals, as was also inferred from the pre-revolution conditions in Russia." Mr. Ahmed Huber also states in this regard, "All other revolutions wanted to establish a human system on earth," meaning Rousseau's political system or Marx or Lenin's system, while the Islamic Revolution wants to establish God's system on the scene of the earth. In general, in comparing the Islamic Revolution of Iran and the Russian or Soviet Revolution, these points are noteworthy. First, in the theoretical dimension, these two have fundamental differences, meaning that in Iran, the worldview is Islamic, and God is the creator, and Tawheed in all ontological, attributive, and functional dimensions is the axis and basis of thought in the Islamic Revolution.
In the month of Bahman, the month of Islamic Revolution, be with today's special.
It's nice to look at some quotes about the Islamic Revolution of Iran. American writer and innovator of the non-fictional novel At the Meaning of Authors Regarding the Fatwa, New York City, February 1989, named Norman Mailer. He said, "Khomeini has offered us the opportunity to regain our frail religion, faith in the power of words." Look at the achievements of four decades. One of them is science and technology advancements. Science and technology are the most important factors for the progress of a country. After the victory of the Islamic Revolution, Iran made strenuous efforts to compensate the backwardness of the regime of Shah and set the ground for scientific progress. although various sanctions and the 8-year war imposed by the U.S. through its lackey, Saddam, slowed down the speed of scientific and technological progress in Iran, the war itself was a bounty, as Imam Khomeini called it, because it forced Iranian youth to rely on the indigenous capacities and capabilities to make the country independent. Hence, numerous scientific and technological breakthroughs were put on display one after the other. Now, the Islamic Republic of Iran enjoys a prominent scientific position in the region and the world, and in some of the sophisticated technologies which are in the monopoly of the Western governments, Iran is a pioneer.
We know that after the forming of the Islamic Revolution, Tashayyu' became globally known. It became a world phenomenon.
Sheikh Zaydus Salami.
We know that we are proudly able to speak with a strong supporting country. We know that the least that we can say about what Imam Khomeini had introduced is a constitution that is based on the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of Ahlul Bayt alayhim wassalam. And that itself is the least thing that we can be proud of. That we shouldn't get comfortable in the lifestyle that we are living as Muslims in the West. We need to know that with all that good way of living that we have here, there is a greater responsibility that all of us have, and that is to carry on with the proud heritage that we were given as an amana by our forefathers. We know that that legacy that our ulama and our maraji have given us is something that we need to be holding close and dearly to our hearts. And we need to know that one important responsibility that every single one of us have is to be able to export the message and of Ahlul Bayt alayhim wassalam to the whole world. And alhamdulillah, we have that opportunity to be able to do so in this day and age, and we are able to say that this is what Islam represents and this is what I believe in, and we can say that with confidence, with assurance, and also with a high level of pride.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of today's special under the title of Islamic Revolution of Iran. Inshallah, we continue this topic in these days that are the days of the month of Bahman, according to solar calendar. That is the month of the victory of Iran's revolution. Thank you very much, and fi amanillah.
Ali, però è rampare di calore un po' a chi. Ma è perciò, ma è perciò.